Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are Soundbites. It is Saturday, the 9th of November, Anno Domini 2002, and we are going to be taking your calls at the numbers you just heard, and it's going to be computer fun for the next hour and a half. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And first, however, we'll start with the news, and we'll start with Dave, because he looked ready.
Well, this one I'm going to scrap because I got a beef out there.
Uh-oh. We'll start with Steve.
No. I've had this happen in the past couple of weeks. Right now, the Klebs virus is going around like nobody's business.
Again.
Yes.
Still.
And one thing with this Klebs virus that you folks have to understand is that when you open up a particular program, it destroys that .exe file. Now, I've had a couple of clients that have gotten it. And they were told by some brilliant tech support that they had to wipe the whole machine. Now, I have one lady, she's in her late 70s, who does Mary Kay. Had everything on her machine. Literally years of customer information and everything else.
And no backups.
The folks at Gateway told her, oh yeah, just go ahead and put this in. And she goes, now this isn't going to do anything to my machine. After it was halfway there, he goes, well, you did back up, didn't you?
Well, it didn't do anything to her machine. It just erased her data.
And everything else on her machine.
Right.
You do not have to do that. That's why they make antivirus software.
That's just the easiest remedy they can tell you on the phone to get you to hang up.
It's a game, and their job is to get you off the phone as quickly as possible. In this case, they won.
But yeah. And I had another lady who had her thesis on there.
Oh.
And was, you know, ready to buy me dinner down in New York City, if I could save this for her.
It's just not there.
I said, no biggie. So I was able to run the virus scan, get all the viruses off. She had close to 300 of them, but we got the machine back up and running.
Right.
Because she listens to us, and had listened before, and didn't listen to the text there that wanted to wipe her whole hard
drive. That's right. If you've got a choice between listening to us and listening to technicians over the phone, listen to us.
Because
the radio is better than the phone.
The radio is better than the phone.
Well, folks can also, you know, we can pass on other horror stories. We're not afraid to say, you know, that this screwed up or that, this and that.
That's right.
And we tell it like it is because, you know, no particular company pays us any royalties or anything else to pump their products.
Right.
So, but bottom line is don't go there. If you do, go, like a doctor, get a second opinion because viruses can be removed without
you have a virus and you're ugly too.
And, you know, you can get the machine back up and running. You might have to reinstall some software, but you do not have to wipe the machine out.
That's it. Words of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, from Mr. Dave Enright. Let's hear it for him.
Hey. Thank you.
And now, on to Steve Ray.
Well, we had some big product announcements this week in the Apple community. Apparently, the story was these new computers were stuck on a ship off the coast of California.
Along with about a million other products.
Right. And it would have been released about a month ago, but the strike has delayed everything. And I guess they're still trying to unload ships that were waiting, plus all the more ships that are coming. So now, we finally have our new laptops in the Apple arena. The new iBook is now under $1,000 at a 700 megahertz processor for the 12-inch model. And the 14-inch Super whiz-bang model is $1,800. So they dropped the prices $200 and raised the clock speeds on all of the models. So it's a really neat thing for that. And the more one of the more exciting news in the PowerBook arena, they were also upgraded. Now the entry-level PowerBook is 867 megahertz for $2,200. They dropped that $300 or $400. But the really neat end is the top-of-the-line PowerBook at 1 gigahertz. They finally have the 1 gigahertz in a laptop with a built-in super drive, a slot-loading DVD recorder. A lot of people didn't think they could find a slot-loading recorder because that's the configuration of the titanium PowerBook. So they've got that DVD super drive built in for under $3,000. So they dropped it $800 at the high end.
The guy at market who just bought one and he can't wait to get it, and I said, bring it in. I should test it out for you for a year or two to make sure.
Just a year or two, yep. And then speaking of super drives, if you have a DVD recorder, DVD-R drive, Macro PC, it's probably a Pioneer model, since they're the biggest producer in the computer arena. And there are new models now, the DVR-05, that can write at 4X. So companies are starting to release 4X media. However, if you use 4X media in an older drive, you can destroy the drive.
That would be
cool.
That would
be bad. So Pioneer has released firmware updates if you've bought a Pioneer brand. Apple has released firmware updates if you have an Apple brand in your computer. And Compaq and HP, all the other companies, are starting to release these firmware updates for the older 1X and 2X DVD-Rs in the PC world as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
So don't use 4X media until you get this firmware patch.
Okay. Words of wisdom from Steve Ray, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for him.
I know it's strange.
It is strange, but it's got to happen once a year.
Ooh.
The pressure's off for a whole month and a half. In the Windows world, Microsoft has launched their tablet PC. Thursday, they officially unveiled Windows XP Tablet PC Edition. Acer, Fujitsu, Hewlett-Packard, and Toshiba are four of the many companies actually making new tablet PCs. They're kind of similar to notebook PCs, but they're basically about the size of a legal pad, and you just hold them in your arms and write on them. There's no keyboard.
There's a built-in graphics tablet.
Yeah,
it's
essentially a Gates was on CNN display.
He was on Charlie Rose the other night, too, and that was kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, Microsoft and other software developers, including Autodesk, Corel, and Groove, have either updated existing programs or released new applications to support the tablet PC operating system. Microsoft released an update to Office XP that supports it, and more sophisticated enhancements will come in Office 11. Basically, you write on it. It's called inking. It's an inking technology. Manufacturers, however, appear to have taken a conservative approach to this generation of tablets. The products are geared right now more for vertical markets, such as insurance or healthcare, and niche uses, such as workers collaborating on projects. It's going to be, I think, a big deal for people going into meetings to take a tablet and write on it as opposed to typing. Not that I think there's any big deal about typing, but yeah, I guess so.
It's not quite. In fact, it's one of the things Gates was saying on the Charlie Rose show, that it's not quite kosher to sit behind your computer and type while you're in a big meeting. So the HP's model.
Well, he thinks it isn't.
He thinks it isn't. Right.
Every meeting I go to, there's three people with laptops. What's the big deal?
So now with the tablet PCs, there's a couple of models where the screen flips around, closes again over top of the keyboard, so it has a keyboard and the tablet built in.
The only one I've seen that has USB built in is the Compaq, but a lot of them have wireless. So you can be wireless online. It'll be interesting to see how people really take to it in terms of regular individual users.
And
it
looks just
people.
Like the Knowledge Navigator that John Sculley at Apple was pushing 10 years ago.
10 years ago, exactly right. But Bill Gates just invented it.
Yep, just now.
Exactly. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, to take your calls on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
I'm coming through!
Woo!
Oh, hey, lady, watch your purse! Come on out of my way! Hi, I'd like some change for the slot machines.
Sir, you shouldn't be driving your car in Casino Niagara.
It's not a car, it's an SUV!
Okay, but you can't drive it in here.
Well, you should have thought of that before you gave me the key.
Oh, are you a member of the Players Advantage Club?
I sure am!
And you just won one of three Mazda Tribute SUVs in Casino Niagara's A Tribute For You contest?
Yeah, all I had to do was swipe my pack card.
Great. But how'd you get your SUV up here?
Oh, on the escalator. Come on, hop in. I'll show you. Woo!
Whoa! Contest ends November 28th. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 19. Void where prohibited by law. Call 1-888-LINFALL for details. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, you really should widen the aisles.
Oh, yeah, we're working on it.
When you hear the phrase,
"Hey, come on down,"
what do you think of? Shopping for a car, right? And when you hear,
"Come on in and see us,"
do you picture yourself walking through an endless number of car lots? John Holt says, "Your time is priceless. Stay at home and shop." visit johnholtz.com. It's the new way to shop for a car, and it's the way it should be. Easy and relaxing, without the stress or pressure, in the comfort of your own home. You'll find a site that's updated every 24 hours with new, pre-owned, even future cars. Each car has pricing, pictures, and full detailed descriptions. You can reach a John Holtz Internet salesperson 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by phone, cell, pager, fax, or email. You'll also get a response back within 1 hour. You can also schedule service appointments and save with service coupons, order parts and accessories, apply for your vehicle online, and receive free home delivery. Relax and check it out for yourself on your terms and at your convenience. JohnHoltz.com. Just shop, click, buy, and drive. All at JohnHoltz.com.
Did you know there's a supplement that helps support your immune system and promotes healthy eyes, joints, and circulation? It's called Ester C. Larry King here. I take Ester C every day throughout the year because it supports my immune system and the health of my eyes and joints and cardiovascular system. Unlike ordinary vitamin C, Ester C is patented and non-acidic. Ester C. E-S-T-E-R-C. Don't settle for less. Your body will know the difference.
Look for Ester C in Natrol brand supplements and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Home. It can be down a country lane or in a high-rise in the city. Surround yourself with your favorite things, books, music, friends. Why not add Starbucks coffee to that list? Because the rich, distinctive taste of Starbucks coffee can be found in the grocery store. So bring it home. Brew a cup of one of our remarkable coffees. Let its rich aroma surround you and be glad you're home. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know, I resent that. We knew something else once.
When?
I don't remember what it was, but I'm pretty sure I knew.
That was probably back in the 60s.
No wonder I don't remember it. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we're taking your calls about computers. Or, well, we'll take calls about anything, but we'll answer the ones about computers. Our next caller is Gary from Greece. Possibly even our first caller of the week is Gary from Greece. Welcome, Gary. What's your question?
Good. How are you?
Peachy. How are you?
Good. I've got a question on the Opera browser.
Sure.
How the links work. And I get a message, JavaScript error. I come on some sites.
It's possible that what you've got is a JavaScript that's running in the background.
Okay.
What happens is a number of sites nowadays feel that what they want to do to your machine is more important than what you want to do to your machine, not to put too fine a point on it, and they load JavaScripts into your system that do odd things. Sometimes they will take over your homepage. Sometimes they prevent you from going certain places. Sometimes they stop you from looking at source of a page. What you have to do is empty out your cache entirely. That should solve the problem.
Sometimes it's also pages that are writing specific Microsoft Java code rather than generic Java code.
Right. Yeah. Well, that should solve the links not working.
Yep.
Right.
Now, how do I do that? Empty the cache?
Yeah, just empty the cache. Go into tools.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in the tools
preferences, maybe.
Preferences. Right. I don't remember where it is.
Trying to get my copy open real quick, and nothing's real quick when you're waiting for it.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't remember where Opera keeps it, but you'll find a thing that says to empty the cache right now and click that button. You're on your way.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Bruce from Henrietta. Welcome, Bruce. What's your question?
Well, it's an announcement about the We Do Windows User Group meeting this week.
Right.
Thursday night at 7 to 9 at Brian Stratton in Henrietta off of Jefferson. And we're going to have John Setchell come, and he's going to give a presentation. He's from CalBAR Color Consultants. He's going to talk about color and perception. And everyone is invited as usual. And I have some Microsoft software to distribute for those people who are a lucky few. I don't have for everyone in the world to attend. And this is, I guess, Geek Week with Cider and I guess the other people having meetings also.
Yeah, you know what? This is a good time for me to mention that we now have online a user group calendar.
On the Soundbites webpage.
On the Soundbites webpage. If you go to soundbites.org/calendar, you'll see it there. And for anyone who is a
president or affiliate,
you know, whatever position you have, who does the user group, who does the meeting coordinator, I guess, would be the person I need to talk to. Send me email at calendar@soundbites.org. And let me know how I can verify that you are indeed the person in charge of that stuff. And we will get you a username and ID on the system. You can then enter the monthly meetings there. And we do them by city. Right now, of course, I have to admit that that it's a little silly. Right now, it's Rochester and, like, England and Australia, because I was, you know, when I was testing and playing.
And
but
Chile. We'll
put whatever city you're in, for those of you who are not in Rochester, let me know what city you're in and stuff like that, and we'll put all that together, and then you can keep the meetings online, and when you come in, you can put your stuff up, and you can pick what city you want to view, and you'll only see the stuff for that city. Hopefully, eventually, that'll be huge and a good resource for people in whatever area.
Might even rival Jack's List.
Nothing will ever rival Jack's List, but it will be a little easier to see what's going on right now. The nice thing about this one is, as you put in each month, you'll have a place to put in who's actually going to be there, what the presentation of the month
is. And unlike Jack's List, which is very good, at a glance you can see all the meetings by looking at the month of when they're going to be.
Excellent idea, guys. I'm glad you implemented it.
Thank you. So you can see it. It's at /calendar. That's D-A-R, because I spelled it correctly.
And I'm going to say pretty soon, every day is going to have a meeting on it, because there's a meeting somewhere every day.
There's a meeting somewhere every day. Well, that's why I split it up into cities, so that they're not overlapping each other. But definitely, if you're the person who's in charge of putting a meeting together, whatever you call that in your group, you're the person in charge of getting the speaker for the month, send me email at calendar@soundbites.org, and I will see to it that you get an ID and password you can add stuff to the calendar.
They should put probably a link on the page that they can just click on it and then email you right there.
There is.
There is. No, Soundbites User Group Manager.
No, I'm saying back on the main page.
Oh, on the main page? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually got it at usergroups@soundbites.org. You can do either one, calendar or user groups. I set them both up.
And oddly enough, the apple cider meeting is the only one listed yet, because I happen
because
to be president.
That's exactly right. If you go there now, you'll only see apple cider and sound bites.
And this month is our flea market, so if you're looking to empty out your basement of stuff, or you're looking to fill your basement with stuff, come on out Wednesday night, East High.
There it is, and if you actually click on the link, you'll see that. It'll click on the link, and it'll tell you it's the flea market and auction, where it is, what it's about. It's a very cool little thing. Thanks, Bruce, for letting me talk about that.
Not a problem. Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
Thank you. You too. Our next caller is Brian from Irondequoit. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Howdy, fellers.
Hi there.
How you doing? Hey, listen, I was curious, though, what you're open there. How could burning a CD possibly ruin hardware?
It's let me see if I can find that Pioneer sheet again. It's something about how the media is written and the way the laser is trying to write to it. Let's see. Yeah, this press release doesn't actually say how.
It's just curious. I mean, it just shoots a beam to the media.
Well, but
right?
Don't forget, it's
reflecting back differently or strangely or something like
and
that.
And what happens is when you write something, it doesn't just write; it also verifies the write.
Okay.
And what happens is the way that it works, it can't verify it correctly, so it does a bunch of strange things, and eventually it'll burn out the receptor.
Okay. Okay. It would just seem funny. It's like
That's it. It burns out the receptor.
But we have very good engineers working on this stuff.
Yes, we do. And right. All you really need is the update.
Right. Patches are out for most of the OEM brand. Well, Pioneer's the OEM, so most of the Apple, HP, and Compaq, things like that.
Okie doke.
Well, actually, my original question was for Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, I just installed Windows ME on my...
Okay. Thanks for calling. We have to take a break now.
No, really. Actually, it's a question about Media Player on my Toshiba laptop. When I go to launch that, I use it for good and evil. I was wondering how come, like on my Toshiba laptop, it always hangs.
Well, if you're running at me, that's standard procedure.
No, I've got Windows 90. I just did that. I just did that to wake you up.
It's a CD burner.
No, just if I go to like the internet or download, like if I want to play a CD on my laptop at lunchtime or something like that, I put it in. It hangs for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then it all kicks on and it all works good. But if I try to alt file delete out of it, it crashes the computer.
What do you run, 98-second edition?
I believe so.
Have you done most of the updates for it?
Uh-huh.
Because 98 was well known for what they call memory leak.
Okay.
And, after the machine is on a certain for a while, it can sit there and it...
How fast is your machine?
It's in the 400 range. It's an older laptop.
Do you have an internet connection on the laptop?
DSL.
There, okay. Because I was thinking the CD title lookups.
It's always done that, though. I mean, even when it was new.
Yeah, but here's the deal. There's several things that go on.
Yeah.
First, there's the fact that when you put in a CD, it probably is looking up the information on the CDDC, the CD database. CDDB. And that can be slow, particularly if your DSL is dial-on-demand.
Right.
So it's got to connect and actually before it actually.
Oh, it's network. It's off a hub network. Then it's always up.
Okay. The second thing is that it may be conflicting with something. There may be. It's a laptop, so that's unlikely. But it's possible that it's conflicting with something. And the third thing, of course,
only does it on my laptop. It doesn't do it on any of the machines I have at home.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, but see, the other thing too, though, is what else is running into the sys tray.
Oh, I've got that all dumped out completely. I've been through that.
Plus, there's the fact that Windows Media Player isn't really that good.
Yeah. Maybe that's just it, huh?
Is it the brand new version of Media Player?
No, actually, and the thing is every version I put on this laptop does it. Mm-hmm. And I actually went back, and I had an older version on another machine, and I emailed it to myself, and I installed like 5 on there, and it does it too.
When it's waiting... Is the CD actually running, or can you hear it spin up?
No, it goes in. It goes in and acquires all the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then everything shuts down for a minute, and then it just hangs. It just sits there, and if I minimize it, it sits there and just sit in the bottom of the machine. It sits there in the sys tray and just kind of hangs there. Because if I try to close it out, it crashes the machine.
It's obviously like trying to do something. Does this happen with any CD?
Or I'm wondering part of the energy saving.
Oh, not Toshiba. That's non-existent. Those things. That's terrible.
Well, listen, hold on. Can you stay on the line?
Sure.
We got to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This is it.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
Thursday, Paul Harvey comes to Rochester. Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at the Eastman Theater. Experience what many consider to be one of the greatest speakers of our time.
Now, the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey. Tickets are available, but they're going fast. Don't be left out. Call 232-1900. 232-1900. Paul Harvey, live in Rochester this Thursday. Brought to you by Preferred Care, Stickley Audi & Company, and News Radio 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Van's Isle Travel and Princess Cruises invite you to embark upon a journey unlike any other. Experience Alaska. Van's Isle Travel knows the best way to enjoy Alaska, and now is the best time to plan your 2003 Alaska vacation. Join us for a deluxe salmon bake on Wednesday, November 13th at Mario's Via Abruzzi. Cost is just $20 per person and includes Alaska presentation, salmon bake, salad, dessert, coffee, tea, and gratuities. Princess has 4 cruise ships sailing to Alaska next summer, including the new Star Princess, their largest and most spectacular vessel. And with two great ways to see Alaska, a 7-day glacier cruise or a 12-day Alaska cruise tour, you'll experience Alaska the right way, your way. Exclusive booking bonuses offered only to those who attend the Van Zyl Travel and Princess Cruise Alaska Salmon Bake on November 13th. Reserve space by calling Van Zyl Travel at 244-8300. That's Van Zyl Travel, 244-8300.
WHAM is participating in a contest with other radio stations owned and not owned by Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated, both inside and outside of this station's listening area, called More Cash. See full rules for a specific prize amount, the number of prizes, and corresponding date the prize shall be offered. Listen weekdays beginning November 4th through November 22nd, 2002, between 6 a.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time for the cue to call. After the contest cue to call is broadcast, the first 25 nationwide callers to 1-866-525 wins. That's 1-866-525-9467 will win $1,000 in cash per qualified caller. No purchase necessary. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Participants and winners must be legal U.S. residents at least 13 years old and reside in a participating radio station's total survey area. Winners are eligible to win only once per lifetime in a Clear Channel Radio nationwide and or group contest. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated, other media companies, and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible. Additional rules apply. For complete contest rules or, where required by law, a list of winners, contact the main office of this station during regular business hours. Copyright 2002, Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated.
Dr. Morris, file 182,
please. Nurse, I need some help. Clear the way.
Bring him here. Dr. Brindack.
What do we have?
Male, 40 years old. Heart rate, BP elevated. He's a $5 million spectacular winner.
And unresponsive to visual stimuli, doctor.
His family says that since he won, he's been frozen. He just sits there grinning ear to ear.
Yeah, I've seen this before. Nurse, tongue depressor. After winning the New York Lottery's biggest instant game ever, the patient enters a strange state of delirium. Snap out of it, man!
Doctor, what are his chances?
Well, I'm no brain surgeon, but it says here you have 15 chances to win a top prize of $5 million.
Incredible.
No, spectacular.
$5 million spectacular from the New York Lottery. Good things happen in an instant.
I can't help this man. He doesn't need a doctor. He needs an accountant.
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
See, and the polite says, welcome back.
Yes.
We're a family, and we'd like to welcome you into your living room, or perhaps into your car, or onto your porch, or wherever. We don't really care where you are.
No. Nah.
And I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we are still talking to Brian from around the corner. Are you there, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Here's a couple of questions.
Okay.
First, from Steve, if you... What was yours, Steve? Do you have more than one of these things loaded?
Yeah, if you've installed them several times, well, two different issues. If you've installed several versions of Media Player or different Media Players.
Well, I uninstalled them first.
Okay.
And, and then reinstalled,
And Windows Media Player is the only one you have installed?
Yeah, because, frankly, it's space constraints, and I don't want to have Reel on there, especially with all the overhead.
You never want Reel.
Yeah. Some of the other stuff works really good. But it's, you don't want to have a lot of stuff piled up in my computer.
No, I understand that.
When you go to load software, does it spin up all right? Start the auto start routine?
Yeah, everything. Like you said before, it's like it's trying to do something, but my firewall's not reporting any traffic out to the internet.
Yeah, I might suggest you try, just for grins and giggles?
That's it, because I'm I'm usually pretty good at this stuff, but this one's really got me curious now.
Let me suggest you try downloading Winamp.
What is it?
Winamp. W-I-N-A-M-P.
Okay.
It's an MP3 player. It'll play your CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Install it and let it be the default.
Okay.
And then put in a CD and see if the problem goes away.
Okay.
Then you'll know whether it's the hardware, probably the CD player itself.
Right.
Or whether it's
a DLL
player.
In the old one.
And then and then you'll be at least that much farther ahead.
We were also thinking maybe a dirty lens, but if it works okay for data disk,
it's probably not that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that I've never had any issues with it, but frankly, I don't use it that much, and mostly everything that's installed on it. It's more business oriented, and you really don't leave a lot of stuff on there.
I would just for grins and giggles, I would install Winamp and let us know.
Okay, sure.
Thanks,
guys.
Our next caller, Lee from Henrietta, New York. Welcome, Lee. What's your question?
Yeah, guys, great show.
Thank you.
I'm running a Linux Red Hat 7.3 on a AMD K6 350. And on boot, it says I'd assuming 33 megahertz system bus speed for PIO modes.
Yeah.
Is that right?
33 megahertz system bus on a 350? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
Okay. One other thing, or a couple other things, actually. I hear you say 98 doesn't use much more than 256 memory. Will this use more?
Red Hat?
Yeah.
I believe the maximum is 16 terabytes.
Wow.
Might be a little less on 7.3.
Yeah. So, and only a 330 megahertz.
There's probably 2 to the 32 minus 1.
Exactly right. So you're slightly below that, but
start
not
with a
significantly.
Start with a half a terabyte and let us know.
Yeah, let us know if it starts to slow down significantly.
The other thing is it doesn't use any of the swap memory.
How much memory do you have in this thing?
I have 256 meg.
Well, you see, Red Hat, Linux in general, uses memory much more efficiently than does Windows.
It doesn't have to swap it out.
So it doesn't swap it out unless it needs to.
But like last night I was running some media player files and some QuickTime files.
Yeah.
And the memory, they were stuttering. It was up to, the memory was up to 98%.
How big is your swap?
Tell you in a minute. It says total swap space 522104. Swap space used nothing. And it always says that, no matter when I come to it.
52K? 52,000 bytes? Or is it?
522,000.
522,000. It's a half a meg.
Yeah.
That should be enough, and you have a slash swap mount point, right?
Yeah.
You created a swap partition.
Yes.
Unless you have swap turned off somehow. Have you been fooling around with this machine?
No, well.
Well, sure you have. Yeah. Linux, of course you have. Yeah, of course you have. Unless you turned off the swap, it should work fine, but if you did indeed turn off the swap, well, that would explain it.
Well, it could also be on a 33 megahertz bus. The hard drive data transfer rate is pretty slow anyway.
Yeah, it's a lot slower. You can't expect it to perform like a Pentium 4 or 3.
Right. So it might be a combination of things, a relatively slow processor, a relatively slow hard drive's bus speed.
Listen, try this. There is, if in the slash etc directory, there is a file called fstab, the file system table. There is a line in there that describes your swap partition. Make sure it's not commented out with an octothorpe, a pound sign at the beginning.
Okay, that gives me some place to start.
Yeah, and that should.
Place to start.
Yeah, that's probably the best place to start. Okay. It may be a fairly long process.
Is there a defragment tool built into Red Hat?
You don't really need it.
Yeah, you don't need it.
It doesn't.
It's a whole option.
Doesn't get fragmented in the first place.
Yeah, not
more
nearly
efficient,
as badly.
Runs
as
less,
anything else.
Less memory.
A swap file. Yeah, try that and let us know where that stands. Make sure that's on.
Okay, I have one more question, please.
Sure.
Whenever I try to start Netscape, it won't load, and it keeps loading a lock file. Any idea
what
why?
You need?
What you need to do is
find that lock file and delete it. What happened was at some point Netscape crashed.
Right, I delete it, but then as soon as I try to launch it again, it creates a new one.
Well, yes, it will, but that shouldn't be a problem until after it boots. Search your drive for others. Do you know about the update DB command?
No.
Go become root, type update DB, that's all one word.
Okay.
And then wait a long time. then you have to do all this as root. Then you can type locate space and the name of the file you want. and it will search the entire hard drive. The UpdateDB essentially indexes all the files and locates searches through that index.
Okay.
So find them all and delete them. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco. Sorry, our producer, Rob Linton. See, it's in my mouth now. It just happens all the time. On Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
I was just wondering how something gets certified. I've got a 3-pack of tube socks here with a sticker that says these things were inspected by Number 6. Does Number 6 have the authority to certify? Well, I don't know about that. But for a vehicle to become a certified pre-owned BMW, it must A, be a BMW, and B, get certified by an authorized BMW center. Then you know you're getting certified agility, certified grip, certified growl, certified driving purity. You're getting a BMW. Not to mention certified warranty protection for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles and certified leasing and financing options. But the only way you'll know your certified pre-owned BMW is backed by the company is to visit your authorized certified pre-owned BMW center. Protection Plan provides coverage for up to 2 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, from the date of the expiration of the 4-year 50,000-mile BMW New Vehicle Limited Warranty. See participating BMW Center for details.
John Holtz BMW is the only authorized dealer for certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. For more information, call 877-537-4BMW or visit John Holtz BMW today.
What I fear about America is that we have become
a refrigerator that refuses to refrigerate. Maybe it's a wall colored in crayon or a bedroom that needs a little more color. Well, the Home Depot is here to help you make some changes to your home for the better. This weekend, you'll find lots going on in our paint department, where we have Behr flat enamel paint, a new no-gloss paint you can easily wipe clean. And join us for our free paint clinics this Saturday or Sunday at 2 p.m. Or if you need a new appliance, through November 11th, get great buys on select name brand appliances, like a super-capacity washer-dryer set for only $498, or a GE 17.6 cubic foot frost-free refrigerator for just $399. So take the opportunity to change your home for the better this weekend with the Home Depot. Additional terms apply. See store for details. Offer may vary in Canada.
What I fear about America,
Dr. Laura,
is that we have become so politically correct that if anybody pulls out the word discrimination, tolerance, diversity, you stop thinking and you stop protecting America.
Advice for life and a lot of tough love. Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Nighttime radio will never be the same. Check out Michael Savage, weeknights on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Rochester's official weather station is News Radio 1180 WHAM, Rochester.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Before we go any farther, let me thank our best friends at Bill Gray's. The world's greatest cheeseburger fuels the world's greatest computer call-in show.
And how about a collective burp from all of us?
No, I don't think so. But you had some other announcement that actually involved the English language?
Yes, when we were talking about meetings earlier, there's another meeting you can go to this week. Tuesday, all day, at the Rochester Museum and Science Center, is the Upstate New York, Digital Solutions Showcase. We are having a bunch of different vendors coming in, Kodak and HP and Adobe are the principal sponsors, so Adobe is going to be showing off all their new software. Kodak is showing their cameras. We have Canon coming in with their video cameras, Wacom, Xerox, LaCie, MYOB. So basically, we're calling it a mini Comdex or a mini Mac world.
They can't pronounce it Wacom, can they?
I do.
I know you do.
Wacom.
Yeah.
Who actually have been making a tablet PC for several years now.
Yes.
It's a monitor with a graphics tablet built in. You plug it into your existing PC, draw on it like everyone's so excited that Bill Gates just invented it.
Yeah, really.
So that's Tuesday all day at the Rochester Museum and Science Center, Eisenhart Auditorium.
Is it on the calendar?
Not yet.
It will be later this evening.
Because I never remember what my login password is. But you can get more information at the Jesse Group website, jessegroup.com/events.
There you go. Thank you very much. We're back to the phones now, and we are going to talk to Bill from Rochester. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Bad. I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have two IP addresses. I have Roadrunner, and I had a hub with the two computers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I got a wireless access point router.
Mm-hmm.
Can I, if I have them stop the second IP address, do I automatically get it with the router?
Yes.
If it's a, it depends on what router you have. But most of them not only are routers, but also serve DHCP. They serve their own internal network addresses.
So you get a private IP network inside your house.
Right, and they route back to the internet and handle, and so it all goes out under one address to the internet, but they handle what comes
multiple
back to
multiple machines,
who.
Yeah.
So, yes, if it does that, if you can plug it in and get an internal address, usually in the 192.168.something.something range, then it's handling its own internal addressing.
Oh, okay.
And you're fine.
All right, and what about cookies? When I empty the cache and everything,
yeah,
it's got cookies. What, delete them or keep them? Or
that depends.
Yeah,
some of those cookies might be. It depends on what they're from. Some are used by, for example, a bank. Will put a cookie on your machine. You probably want to keep that one if you use the bank, you know, for stuff.
Yeah.
If it's from some random site out on the internet, toss it.
Awesome. Okay.
So I can't, you know, there's no blanket answer for that one.
Yeah, they're used to remember what banner ads you've clicked on, so you get more ads under that same type of topic. They're used to remember usernames and passwords at like Yahoo and eBay, so you don't have to type them in every time. In general, they're good, but just like everything, they're, you know, can be used for evil purposes.
Oh yeah,
right.
Okay. And I have a computer where I have XP on it, and I downloaded Service Pack 1.
Yeah.
Which is, you guys always say, you know, download the critical updates and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and it crashed my computer.
Yeah, the Service Pack 1, a number of
only Microsoft feels that's critical.
Yeah. Yeah, the Service Pack 1, we've been telling folks to kind of stay away from right now. Because it's been a 50-50 shoot whether it's going to either help your machine or destroy it.
Well, it destroyed mine. I had to go to...
But there is a website, and we have a link to it off of ours. If you're not going to do the Service Pack 1 update, there is a critical update that will... patch any hackers getting into your machine.
A major security hole.
Yeah, yes. And it's called Expedite. Get it? Expedite?
Uh-huh.
And it's at grc.com, but there is a link on our
You
on
can
our
do the other updates off the XP website, but you just, sit there and say, well, we want to do this one first, and you say no.
Like Service Pack 2?
Yeah, wait for Service Pack 2. Now, there's other, you know, maybe video drivers and keyboard and hard drive updates and that type of stuff that you can do, and those are okay.
Yeah, I've done them.
Just stay away from the Service Pack 1 update.
Yeah, the problem is that there are so many millions of combinations of computers and operating system patches and hardware and software.
It's a delicate balancing it.
Yeah, no matter how many beta testers they have, it's not enough.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I have a firewall.
And especially
which helps.
Since,
yeah, that does help.
And especially now, since they want you to pay to be a beta tester. Mm-hmm. I can remember back in the old days,
beta testing was something that was free, or they paid you.
Yeah, or they gave us the free software and everything else. You didn't sit there have to send your $25 in to get beta code to destroy your machine. Hello.
All right. I have one more thing.
Very fast.
Which you guys, once again, you should recommend highly about the virus scans.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he just sent me a virus.
Yeah.
And luckily I had McAfee, which found it and deleted it.
Yeah. And we really cannot stress that enough. If you're on the internet and not running an antivirus program, you're just begging for it.
Well, two things.
Not only that, but you're also going to infect your friends.
Unknowingly.
He had a virus about a month ago, and we got rid of it. It was like he had a bunch of them in there. And then he got the other virus scan thing, and it didn't load right or something, whatever. Somebody loaded it for him. And he just checked it the other day because things were messing up, and he had two different viruses, but there was like 1,183 files infected.
And some of the new viruses, the first thing they do is disable your virus checker.
Like Klez.
So you got to keep it up to date.
That's a
very good point.
Not only the virus program, but the firewall.
Yep. Bill, we got to go on to another caller.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Chip from Shalott. That's hard to do when you're looking at it because it could be Ship from Shalott or Chip from Charlotte, or it's very hard to know. But I believe it's Chip from Shalott. Welcome, Chip. What's your question?
I have a question. One day I was listening to you guys.
That's a good thing.
In my car, and I tuned in just after you got through answering a guy's question.
And, of course, that's the question you need.
Well, right now I do, because it started now. I have AOL.
Right.
And my wife said to me the other day, she said, I think there's something wrong. Somebody's trying to get into our bank site.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you mean? She said this message just popped up on the machine, and it said something about the bank. I didn't get it all. It looked pretty legal. And I got it the other day, finally. I saw it while I was on AOL. And it's just one of these pop-up things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Advertising this, I guess, probably a security-type program.
Your connection is not secure.
Yes.
Click this link and we'll steal your password.
Yeah, but and I have no idea why these things are popping up, but I don't know. And here's what I was getting at. One day I listened to you. You had just got through saying to the guy, and I've told you how to get rid of these pop-ups, the switches that you can. There must be something on AOL.
Well, there's a couple of things with AOL.
Right.
Is that that's different from internet pop-ups. There's a program called Mozilla, and I'm sorry, Stopzilla.
There you go, Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
That will delete pop-up windows from the internet in Internet Explorer. AOL is its own service, so you can get marketing messages from AOL where it's a definite advertisement for a product,
right?
And you can go to keyword marketing preferences to turn those off.
Marketing preferences?
Mm-hmm. You can also get instant messages that people are sending you an instant message, and that pops up in its own little window that can say something as legitimate as hi, do you want to chat, or something innocuous or that looks innocuous, like your bank needs you to type in your password, or do you want to buy this, or click here for that.
Special offers.
Most of those are password stealers. You click that link, it asks you for a name and password, and then they have your AOL account and can charge everything to your bill.
Right.
So you never want to click on any of those.
Right. I never do if it says, if it asks for my password.
Well, a lot of them don't until you get in two or three windows, and by then it's too late. If you save your password, one of the features in AOL is to save your password so you can log in without typing it again.
Right.
If that is a saved password, it's possible for other programs to find that password and take it from you. So don't click on any instant message unless you know exactly who it's coming from.
And if you get this sort of message, look at who it's coming from and then send a message to abuse@AOL.com.
And there's typically a notify AOL button in the instant message window for you to do that automatically.
Right.
Okay.
You can always do a view address. If you right-click or on the PC or control-click on the Mac, on that link, you can view the address and see if it's inside of AOL or not. Most of them are outside of AOL, and that's another clue that it's bad.
Right.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest and longest-running and best computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
It happens Thursday. One of the greatest speakers of our time is coming to Rochester.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
Don't be left out. Don't regret not seeing one of America's treasures. Paul Harvey. Get your tickets now. See Paul Harvey at the Eastman Theater Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Call Ticket Express now at 232-1900. 232-1900. Paul Harvey, live this Thursday. Brought to you by Preferred Care, Stickley Audi and Company, and News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Rochester business people love Roadrunner Business Class.
Hey, Roadrunner.
Jennifer LaPierre, president of E360.net, was careful before she chose Roadrunner.
We did our research and we looked at DSL, we looked at dial-up, we looked at using a T1 line, and we found that Roadrunner Business Class offered all that we were looking for in a convenient, reliable package.
Jennifer, what did your friends in other high-tech businesses tell you about Roadrunner Business Class?
The beat on the street is that Roadrunner is the way to go. That's probably a large influence for me, is to hear what other people in the technical community are saying, and that was a big influence on why we looked there first.
So how do you feel about Roadrunner Business Class?
I love Roadrunner Business Class. I don't know how our business could have come this far this fast without it.
Call 866-756-FAST.
We love it.
Roadrunner High Speed Online, exclusively from Time Warner Cable. Call 866-756-FAST.
Now the forecast for Rochester and the outlying regions.
Oh, there isn't much we can do about the weather, but there's a lot we can do when it comes to our way of life.
A spectacular weekend ahead.
The public market, family-friendly museums, oh, art walk, cold rush. There's always something fun for the kids.
Continued warmth.
We take care of each other, too. Each person gives more to charity per capita than any other place in the country. Right, Mom?
Right, honey. But I think you mean per capita.
And two fronts collide tonight.
Red Wings, Nighthawks, Amherst, Rhinos. Whatever sport you're into, we've got it.
So next time someone from out of town asks you, how's the weather?
Tell them, actually, the climate's perfect.
Because the most important climate in Rochester,
made for living, Rochester.
Is the one we make together.
Check out RochesterMadeForLiving.com to find out more.
WHAM is participating in a contest with other radio stations owned and not owned by Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated, both inside and outside of this station's listening area, called More Cash. See full rules for a specific prize amount, the number of prizes, and corresponding date the prize shall be offered. Listen weekdays beginning November 4th through November 22nd, 2002, between 6 a.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time for the cue to call. After the contest cue to call is broadcast, the first 25 nationwide callers to 1-866-525 wins. That's 1-866-525-9467 will win $1,000 in cash per qualified caller. No purchase necessary. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Participants and winners must be legal U.S. residents at least 13 years old and reside in a participating radio station's total survey area. Winners are eligible to win only once per lifetime in a Clear Channel Radio nationwide and or group contest. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated, other media companies, and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible. Additional rules apply. For complete contest rules or, where required by law, a list of winners, contact the main office of this station during regular business hours. Copyright 2002 Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated.
It's America's Money Show, Money Talk with Bob Brinker, Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, it is me, Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
And Steve Wright.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we'll be back to the phones in just a moment. First, I want to talk a little bit about our poll. We have one every week. Last week was, what do you think of pop-up ads? 336 of you voted, thanks to
Thank
each
you.
And every one of you. That puts this poll number 6 in the all-time hit list. Shockingly, 94% of you said you hate them. 4% of you said it was no big deal. And 2%, a forlorn 6 sick people said, I like them.
They're probably direct marketers that use them.
Exactly mm-hmm. right. This week's poll is a little different. I'm asking about your primary news source. Where is the main place you get your news? The choices are internet, newspapers, radio, television, the water cooler, and news. Number one so far, with 74 votes in so far, number one is television, followed by radio, newspapers, the internet. One sick individual said news, and nobody gets their news at the water cooler anymore. But if you want to join the fun, it's soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like to me to remind you. Vote in the poll, and then hop over to asknick.com, where you can leave a comment, an opinion about that. This week is why did you pick your what you picked as your primary news source. And, of course, once again, we have news. We don't need no stinking news. We get one of those every week. And it's kind of fun. You'll get to leave your opinion. Join us in the poll in the forums at Soundbites. You can.
Well, I think, you know, you're saying nobody talks about news around the water cooler. No, it's usually about what happened in the previous night's episode of this or that.
Exactly.
And if somebody missed it, and, oh, well, this person is doing this and this.
Yeah, so it's not news anymore,
yeah,
right?
No.
Unless it's a big, big thing, but then you've already heard about it. But please join us in the forums. You can get your questions answered. You can have a bunch of fun. You have to be in the forums to understand how whacked out they really are.
There was a really cute segment on The Daily Show once with Jon Stewart where he's talking about news and television news and internet news, and his 24-hour news channels that sometimes have to break in with better news.
Right, to the news, right,
so
exactly.
So it's important news that's going to interrupt the news.
Yeah. Our next caller is Victor from Irondequoit. Welcome, Victor. What's your question?
I'm confused about the freeze version of Zorn Alarm.
Okay.
I clicked on the firewall, and it came up with two things. It says Internet Zone Security and Trusted Zone Security. My Internet Zone Security setting, I didn't set these. These were already set when I installed it. It says high under stealth mode. Now, my trusted zone security, it's set to medium. It's in a sharing mode. Now, is that good or bad? Should I go to a high setting there?
Well, the point here is that anything in the internet zone is the stuff out on the internet.
Right.
You can move things into the trusted zone. That is to say, this is a site that you believe is never going to harm you.
Like your bank.
Mm-hmm. Or like, for example, say, soundbites.org. That way, if it's in the high zone, you can prevent cookies, you can do all kinds of things to the sites that you don't know anything about. Once you feel comfortable with a site, you think they're going to do you okay, then you can move them into the trusted zone, then they can set cookies, you get pop-ups, you do all kinds of things that you might be blocked from doing in the internet zone you allow to happen in the trusted zone. So you would suspect that the trusted zone security would be lower than the internet zone security, but you would find that there isn't anything in it until you put it in it.
Okay, I haven't put anything in it.
Then you don't have, if you don't have anything there, you don't have anything there.
So I can just leave it to medium and I should be okay then.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
That was easy. Our next caller is Steve from Greece. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
I'm contemplating buying a new printer. And the write up that I see, some of the information that I see about the printer I'm thinking of getting says that you can hook it up to a USB serial port.
Mm-hmm.
And the two ports that I have now are already occupied in the back of my computer.
You can get a little hub. In other words, you can buy like a 4 or an 8-port hub.
A USB hub, which is entirely different from an Ethernet hub.
Right. And this USB hub, you can sit there and either hook up 4 or 8 other additional devices. What they do is they give you a cord that goes from this little hub that can sit on top of your computer down to one of the ports. Now, then you just take that port that's being used, plug in this cable, and then unplug that device and plug it into this hub. Now you can hook up additional, whether it's 4 or 7
USB
more devices.
USB is designed for 127 devices. The hub is a device, so you have to add that into the count. But you can add hubs to other hubs and devices to hubs, and so you can have up to 127 things on USB.
But even the small ones are a powered device, right?
Some are, some aren't.
But even before that, USB is also hot swappable, so you can unplug one device, plug another device in, and it doesn't care.
Right. The big thing is your new printer going to be USB 1 or 2? If it's USB 2 and you only have USB 1 on your system, that's a problem.
Well, my system is a four-year-old gateway.
If you have USB at all, it's 1.
So it won't operate as fast as USB 2 allows, but all the USB 2 devices should step down to USB 1.
Yes, theoretically, they will. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there is a big advantage of using the USB port instead of just like the
parallel.
Regular.
Yes,
USB is faster. It's also it's faster.
Yeah, USB runs at 12,000K. Parallel is 600K.
And that's something that I would notice as far as the operation.
No, not on a printer. You wouldn't.
Yeah, you
probably
might.
Not.
Yes, I think you might if you had a parallel versus a USB. And you're going to print out a document. I think you'll see it hit the USB device
maybe.
Before it start moving.
And
things.
then it's the mechanics of the printer that are slow.
Right. It's the big thing. Really, is it one of those printers where most of the work is done by the processor anyway in the computer, and you're just sending it the finished data? Then it's not going to be a lot faster one way or the other. But still, certainly, the big thing about USB is you can hook up 127 devices to one IRQ, which means that you have less conflict going on inside the system.
What's
the more
IRQ?
interrupt request line. Every card you plug into your computer requires an unique IRQ so that it doesn't conflict with other cards. If you've got 127 devices all hooked into USB, USB deals with that, and you never use up any additional IRQs.
Back in the old days, we used to have to do a lot of juggling with IRQs and playing around. This was
setting up the systems.
Before USB even came around.
Yeah, you try to put a network card and a sound card and a video card, and you run out of IRQs real quick.
Because you only had 15 of them, and it may sound like a lot.
12 is already reserved. 12 of the 15 are reserved for the rest of the computer.
Right. Yeah, and you had to play a juggling act.
Anyway, USB is good. You should get it.
The other thing to look for when you're looking at printers is the cost of the consumables. You can get a really cheap inkjet printer, $50 or so, but then you buy your black and color cartridges, you just spend another $50.
Well, what I'm leaning towards, what I see looking at doing a little research is the Epson model. That's the what you might buy for the bottom line for a home office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the C82 is a very nice printer.
Yeah, that's the exact
model
number I have in mind.
Some of the Epsons and most of the Canons have four separate ink tanks. Cyan, magenta, yellow, and black separately. So when you run out of one color, you only replace that one specific color.
Yeah, such is the case for this one.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Steve.
You.
We're
going to
take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes, with many, many, many more of your calls, only on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The next time you take time out to be with the most important people in your life, we'd like to be there. Redwood Creek, a Chardonnay slow-pressed for a full, long, lingering taste. Because what our winemaking tradition has taught us is the importance of taking time. Redwood Creek. Because good things take time. Fry Brothers Vineyards, Modesto, California.
I take Ester C all year long. Friends, this is Larry King. Scientists have developed a revolutionary vitamin C called Ester C, E-S-T-E-R-C. Ester C supports your immune system and helps promote the health of your eyes and joints and cardiovascular system. Unlike ordinary vitamin C, Ester C is patented and completely non-acidic. Do what I do. Take Ester C every day all year round. Ester C, don't settle for less. Your body will know the difference.
Look for Ester C in Natrol brand supplements and everywhere vitamins are sold.
I've given it a lot of thought, and today's word of the day is going to be certified. Accountants are certified, dentists are certified. You can even buy certified Angus beef if you need that kind of confirmation. But the certified that's got me going today is the certified pre-owned BMW. A certified pre-owned BMW is certified thrill, certified chill, certified handling, certified freedom. It's a certified blast to drive. Of course, if you need a more intellectual interpretation, it's got certified leasing and financing options and certified warranty protection for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Oh, and one more thing. It's only certifiably certified if you get it at an authorized certified pre-owned BMW center. Protection Plan provides coverage for up to 2 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, from the date of the expiration of the 4-year 50,000-mile BMW New Vehicle Limited Warranty. See participating BMW Center for details.
John Holtz BMW is the only authorized dealer for certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. For more information, call 877-537-4BMW or visit John Holtz BMW today.
Shop early and save big during Home Entertainment Month at Radio Shack. You'll find great deals on RCA Entertainment ideas for your home. Watch movies the way they were meant to be with an RCA home theater in a box with a built-in DVD player for only $299.99. Enjoy the clear digital picture of your favorite DVDs and surround sound all from one box. And picture our RCA 27-inch color TV in any room in the house for only $249.99. Home Entertainment Month. Now that's entertaining. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Yeah, yeah. Own the Secret, now on DVD and video. Mothers.
I tried to be the best mother I could.
How'd that go?
That's a hunt.
Daughters.
I've been in therapy for 15 years. She's the one that needs the help.
Every generation has a story to tell. And unlock more secrets on DVD with 8 additional scenes, an in-depth journey through the Yaya scrapbook, cast and filmmaker commentaries that put you on the set, and much more. Own the divine secrets of the Yaya sisterhood, now on DVD and video. Rated PG-13 for mature thematic elements, language, and brief sensuality.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Correll Business Education Government and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. We didn't mention that we had a little giveaway. You know how some people, for their 1,000th customer or their 1,000,000th customer, yep, or something, have something? Well, you know, we've got...
We do it in geek terms.
We do it in geek terms. We've currently got 1,045 registered users for the Soundbites forums. And instead of giving a prize to the 1,000th registered user, we gave it to the 1,024th registered user. That's an old and long and hard-to-explain computer joke. But Rhonda Lee 40.
Computer standard, really. That's the
yes,
way a
is.
Lot of machines
yes,
first came out.
That's and still are.
Yeah.
Rhonda Lee 40 was our 1024th user, our 1K user. And I didn't ask. I don't want to know. It's none of my business.
TMI.
Took the Soundbites
mousepad.
And we would like to thank Rhonda Lee 40 for being our 1024th, our 1K user. And you can join us. You can't be the 1K user. Maybe you'd end up being the 2K user. Maybe we'll give something away for that.
If they know what 2K is.
That's exactly right. And join us in the Soundbites forum. But in the meantime, we are going to the phones. Back to the phones. You know, when you do six things at once, the one that loses first is the mouth.
Let's shuffle off the buffalo.
And we're going to shuffle off the buffalo. Hey, Joe, what do you know?
Yeah, it's time for your favorite part of the show, where callers help other callers.
I love that part.
All the way from Buffalo, no less.
Well, yeah, the guy that was running Red Hat 7.3.
Lee in Henrietta.
Yeah, he was seeing a message from his colonel about his 33 megahertz bus and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he looks really carefully and sees, okay, he has either an ATA 66 or ATA 100 interface and a drive to match, he can go into either his lilo.conf or grub.conf and add to his kernel bootline IDE bus equals whatever, you know, 33, 66, 100, or maybe even he has a 133.
Right.
Yeah, his machine was assuming 33, probably because it wasn't told otherwise.
Yeah, so if he's having problems with choppy video, maybe he's not pulling data from the drive fast enough, and maybe if he were to up that, it would help his video a little bit.
Excellent point.
And the one thing I wanted to ask you guys about was, what do you think of Red Hat 8? I'm kind of little leery of .0 releases of any sort. I mean, they tend to be, you know, all sorts of problematic. I wonder if you guys had any experience with that.
I'm running it both at work and at home, and I'm in love. It's perhaps lust would be a better term in this case.
Just don't tell his wife.
Exactly. I really am enjoying it. I haven't had any problems yet, knock on wood, or just knock on my head, but... I very much like it. Yes, it is a 0.0 release, but it's a 0.0 release of Linux.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, I like, I'm personally running GNOME, but KDE is terrific too. I've played with it. I've also run Window Maker on it. So as far as the GUIs work, they're all rock solid. I've had, so far, no trouble at all.
Oh, good to hear.
Yeah, but you're right. It is a 0.0 release, but I haven't had any trouble at all so far.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Our next caller is Steve from Rochester. Welcome, Steve. What's your question? Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's your question?
I have a question about video cards. I have an older 3-year-old Pentium 450 machine, and I want to upgrade my video card. The card that I'm looking at was on sale, which prompted me to look at it. It says it supports 2X and 4X. AGP. I have an AGP slot in there, but I don't think it's 2X. Will the video the 64 meg video card, right now there's an 8 meg in there.
Mm-hmm.
Will that work, or am I wasting my money?
You said it's what, a Pentium?
Pentium 450.
If the motherboard is only 1X, it won't support a 2X AGP card. In fact, they're physically different slots, and they're designed
right,
so they can't fit.
Because you're saying this is an original Pentium, and it's 450 megahertz.
Correct. Yeah, it's a Pentium 3, but it's...
No, be nice if it did, but sorry. Due to the architect of the motherboard, you're kind of going to be...
It's quite unlikely. Certainly check your manual, but if it doesn't say 2X, it isn't.
Right.
Yes. Now, the motherboard says AGP 66/133 3.3 volt. Devices supported.
Yeah. No,
so that was written before there was a 2X, so they didn't even know to name it 1X.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Right. Or a PCI card instead of an AGP card.
Does that make a huge difference in how they run? Or?
Yes, AGP is much faster but since you can't have an AGP, a PCI is a decent second choice.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be better than the 8 meg card I got now?
By a lot.
Yeah, I get a 16 or a 32 meg PCI.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
There you go. Thank you. Our next caller is Phil from Buffalo. Welcome, Phil. What's your question?
I had a couple of Mac questions.
Excellent.
I have a Mac iBook I just got a couple of months ago. It's got the Jaguar operating system in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 384 megs of RAM, and I was wondering, would I get much benefit by adding more RAM?
What type of programs are you running?
The Office Suite... a lot of web browsing.
Do you run more than one Office program at a time?
Yeah.
A
couple, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you probably would get better performance out of it. With 384 megs, you probably have two memory cards already, a 128 plus a 256. You'd have to take one of them out to put a bigger one in.
Keep the 256
right.
Is my choice.
Well, it depends on which revision iBook it was. Some of them had 128 soldered to the motherboard,
right.
And then a single slot. Some of them have two different slots that you can replace either of them.
Yeah, I think I got the single slot. So
yeah, you'll have to pull the 256 out, put the 512 in, and that will get you up to 640.
Yeah, this is my first Mac. I've had all PCs up until now. Taking a little while to get used to the different setup.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good browser on the Mac? Came with the Internet Explorer. But.
Yeah, Internet Explorer is pretty good. That's the one for the Mac.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
they
actually have a whole separate Mac development division that's independent of the rest of the programmers writing Mac programs. I've always liked Internet Explorer for the download manager that remembers things you're downloading, so you can download them again if you need to. But Netscape 6 or 7 is nice. Opera and Outlook.
They all
Outlook,
have download managers.
OmniWeb. Yeah, all the latest versions have download managers now.
Is anyone quicker than the other?
Is it Opera?
Opera says they're the fastest.
And they even put a little timer in. Ooh, bang my mic here. They put a timer in the window so you can see how long it took to load that page. So
right.
It's 2.3 seconds. Ooh.
But so does Mozilla, by the way.
But
yeah, Mozilla's
just
another
this,
one.
Though, you know, as long as it hasn't been too long, you can always come away from that dark side, come back to the PC side.
Yeah.
Dark side. Hey, you know, I saw that show with Charlie Rose, and I heard Bill Gates describing the computer of the future being predictable, and it was my iBook.
Yeah,
that's exactly
and he
right.
kept mentioning how great the Newton was, but it was ahead of its time.
Right, as a number of the other devices.
I hate to say this, but we got to take a break. If you're on the line, please stay on the line. If you're not on the line, why not? We got a couple open lines. Give us a call. 454, whatever the number is. No, that would be the old show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave on Right, Steve Ray.
You are doing good today, are you?
I just need a break on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's Canon Camera Week at Rowe Photo. And to kick it off, the Canon Camera Team will join the pros at Rowe for a free clean and check of your Canon camera.
Rowe Solutions.
It's Canon Camera Week at Rowe, and your chance to have the crack Canon team make certain your Canon cameras in top shape for the upcoming holidays, and a chance for you to view the extraordinary, brand-new Canon Rebel TI fitted with a 28-90mm zoom lens. Special sale prices make this a phenomenal opportunity to try out the latest and new Canon equipment, including printers and digital cameras. You can also register to win a Canon ELF sports camera. Canon Camera Clean and Check this Friday in our Greece location and Saturday at Mount Hope, both days 10 till 4. Hit it, singers!
For photo, video, audio, you'll find it all in a row. You'll find it all in a row.
Row, photo, video, and audio, 1737 Mount Hope Avenue and Row on the Ridge, Buckman's Plaza in Greece.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you a house, I would buy you a house. If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you a K-car, a nice Reliant automobile. And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you a
New York Lotto. Hey, you never know.
Attention lottery players. Watch the official televised lottery drawings every night on WOKR News Source 13. Tune in tonight and watch the winning numbers as they come up.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Honey, I'm so glad you're home. It's freezing in here.
Don't worry, Ron's here. He owns a heating and air conditioning company. We'll be fine.
So, Jim, what's the problem?
No problem. I just turned off the furnace so she thinks we're working on it while we're actually playing in my new basement.
Man, look at that pool table.
Yesterday, I went to Sunbeam's preseason game room sale. They have 1-inch slate pool tables starting at only $9.99. And check this out.
Foosball, air hockey, poker table, and even a new bar set.
How could I resist? Sunbeam has over 25 pool and game tables on display. And when the guy tells me there's no payments and no interest for 6 months, well...
Well, all right. Hang on, man. Connie, hey, looks like your dual flapper wrappers are stuck to your intake manifold, and well, this might take a while.
Thank you, Sunbeam. Rack 'em, Ronnie.
Book now for holiday installations. Sunbeam Pools and Spas is this area's exclusive Brunswick and AMF dealer. Visit Sunbeam Pools and Spas for their preseason game room sale going on now. 7278 Route 31 near Lollipop Farm.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, yeah, I'm Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
Steve Ray.
Rob Linton.
And we are Soundbites.
Are you sure about that?
We are Soundbites.
You've been sort of zoned out today.
Okay, our next caller is Pat, calling us on a cell phone from somewhere on the cell network. How are you, Pat?
Great, how are you?
Peachy, what's your question?
Thanks for taking my call. And by the way, you guys are probably the most knowledgeable guys, and we're so lucky to have you in this area.
God bless you. That lets you ask a question.
I have a new iMac. And I'm running 10.2 Jaguar, and I'm also running Internet Explorer 5.2. When I try to do a download, I can't. When I click on the link, I get nothing. I have to hold down the control key before it'll do anything. And if I go to Apple's website and I'm into .Mac, I try to download, I get a whole bunch of characters across the screen for a download link, and I called Apple. They're not able to help me. I tried Microsoft. They weren't able to help me. Nobody seems to know what this problem is.
It sounds like your file helper type is set wrong. Instead of downloading the file to your hard drive, it's viewing the encoded text garbledness of the file.
Okay.
The trick is how to change that. In Internet Explorer, in the preferences...
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the first thing, you said you're running OS 10 now. There's an easy fix in OS 9. There's the internet preferences in OS 9 can get corrupted. But in the preferences for Internet Explorer, there should be a list for helpers, file helpers.
Yes.
And go through and delete. The easiest thing to do is delete the helper for SIT, which is Stuff It. And BIN, HQX, some of the common... In fact, you'll be able to see if SIT...
Are those serious Mac terms?
Yeah.
Jeez, well,
it's all the three-character extensions.
No, it's Macs for you.
So you
it's the only computer there is.
Yeah, you get the same list in Windows, but the file types are sometimes different. So if SIT is not associated to Stuff It, and it says, like, display in browser,
mm-hmm.
then you want to delete that, and the next time you click a Stuff It file, it should say, what do you want to do with it, and you say, download to disk.
Okay.
That's a little easier than modifying that file helper list. So you want to find the ones like the SIT, bin, HQX, or the three common types that will then display in browser. You want to turn that off and say, download to disk. And holding down the control key is equivalent to the second mouse button on the PC. That brings up a contextual menu. One of the options would be download link to disk.
Yep.
So you need, if you fix your file association table before that, it should be able to help.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
And he says
you
Macs
followed
are
this?
Easier.
Okay, thank you.
Macs are easier.
We've given that same answer for the PC like two or three times in the last
I know
month.
It.
That's
but
exactly right. Now it's suddenly out for the Macs.
Now it's there for the Macs.
But Bill Gates invented it first.
Right.
Our next caller is King from Rochester. Welcome, King. What's your question?
Yes. I'm calling because I have a Mac Quicksilver. I'm running Jaguar, and whenever the computer goes to sleep, when I wake it back up, my screen is has green lines all over it, and I don't know why that is.
Green lines on the screen.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas time.
Are they vertical or horizontal?
Vertical.
Okay. Does this happen when you boot it up or just when it comes back from sleep?
Just when it comes back from sleep.
Well, the easiest thing is don't put it to sleep.
Thank you. He's a professional, ladies and gentlemen.
Is your computer and monitor kind of pushed up against the wall or crammed into a small desk cubby area?
My computer is.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is it's the video cable on the back of the computer is getting kinked against the wall as it's coming straight out of the back of the computer and then, you know, forcing it to turn 90 degrees to go up to the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to try pulling it away from the wall a little bit and even wiggling the cable. And if you can see the video lines on the screen come and go as you wiggle the cable, then that's probably the problem. The cable has been kinked and some of the wires are starting to fray.
Well, I unplugged it one time when I first started having the trouble. I unplugged it and plugged it back in to the back of the computer and the lines are still there. In order to get rid of the lines, I have to restart the computer.
Yeah, what it sounds like is it's not getting the right frequency.
Could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which would indicate that there's a problem in the cable, again, the cable, mm-hmm. because the machine talks to the monitor to determine the frequency.
Right. If you go into your system preferences in the display preference, you can change the frequency that the monitor is displaying at in addition to the resolution. Mm-hmm. You might want to try lowering the frequency. You might be pushing it too high that the monitor isn't quite capable of that frequency, or too low. If it's like 60 or 90, those are kind of the opposite extremes.
Try so if it's higher than 90, it's bad. If it's lower than 60, it's bad.
Set it to like 75, 80, and see if it helps the lines any. Worst case is you've got either a bad video cable and have to replace the monitor, or you may have a bad video card, although I'd expect to see it more often than just when it went to sleep.
All right.
But try it. Start with those things and let us know.
All right.
We'll work on this together.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is Andy from Fairport. Welcome, Andy. What's your question?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well. First-time listener. Great show.
Thank you so much. I expect you'll be a permanent listener now.
Well, we'll certainly try to be.
There you go.
Although we're probably going to be bumped. Don't be surprised, and we should warn the rest of our listeners, just to interrupt you here for a second, Andy. The next couple of weeks, folks, you just got to bear with us. If there's an SU game, I believe there's next week they're on at noon, and the week after that they're on at 1. We will be on after that, so whatever the game ends. So we apologize for the delay, but, you know, it's something the station is in contract to do is to carry the SU game, so we will be on after the SU games.
Yeah, the good news, I think these are the last 2 weeks, so I'm pretty sure that past that we don't have a lot to do.
So go ahead. What's your question, Andy?
Well, I've got a Macintosh PowerBook G3. And
man, it's Mac hour.
Yeah, I know. It's the Mac hour. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Nick and I can go back to sleep.
You're right. Steve gets to work for a change. We nap.
Well, my problem is that anytime I try and download a sound file or a video file, my associations automatically pulls up QuickTime
mm-hmm.
to view it. And one of the files I'm trying to get down, I need either to use Real Player or Windows Media Player, and it won't let me do it. How can I set my association so that it'll go to either Real Player or Windows Media first rather than going to QuickTime?
In the Internet Control Panel, there is an advanced tab that lets you set your associations. What file type is it actually downloading?
An MP3.
Okay, so MP3 can be opened by many different types of programs. So basically what happened is QuickTime grabbed your MP3s. So in the Internet Control Panel, in the Advanced tab, there's a Helper Applications. Basically the same, you can also change it inside your browser, what we were talking to a couple of callers ago about.
Mm-hmm.
Changing that file association, MP3, from QuickTime to something else you want it to do. The other thing you can also do is instead of just double-clicking the MP3 to open it, you can drag it and drop it onto Real Player or Windows Media Player.
Yeah,
and it will still open in that program, yeah.
Okay.
There are a couple of utilities. File Typer is one that after the file is downloaded, you can change the type to reassociate it from QuickTime to Real or something like that as well.
Cool. Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Sure. Okay, thanks. Real quick, Sam, what's your question? Sam, are you there? Hello, Sam? Our next caller is Sam. Mm-hmm. Sam's not there. Okay. Now, Sam?
Hello.
Sam, what's your question?
Yes, I had a problem with a second drive I use for backups, and I was having trouble with a sound card for compatibility with XP, and it scrambled my machine, and now I can't get into my backup drive. And I try to click on it, it says, do you want to format it? And it was working fine before I ran into this problem.
This is not something you can handle yourself. You'll want to bring it in.
Bring it on down to our shop. We can take a look at it. It's NRA PC Management at Brighton Henry at 3385 Brighton Henry at Town Line Road.
That's not really something you can
do on the radio.
We are done for another week. Thanks to everybody. Vote in the poll. Join us at Soundbites Forum on soundbites.org. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco. We'll be back next week after the Syracuse game on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wishing you a Dickens of a Christmas, if you please.
Celebrate the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol, at the return of the annual Dickens Festival at the Craft Antique Co-op in Greece, running every weekend through Christmas. The Craft Antique Co-op offers an opportunity to celebrate Dickens' message of giving in a unique and exciting atmosphere. The entrance to the co-op has been converted into an old London street of the 1840s. Chat with Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, and Tiny Tim. Look inside the many shop windows and see the toys, books, clocks, baked goods, and flowers, just as they would have been during Dickens' time. Over 170 shops, plus carolers, entertainers, and costumed vendors. Thousands of new and traditional creations of the season. Admission is free. The Dickens Festival at the Craft Antique Co-op, 3200 West Ridge Road in Greece. Call 368-0670 for more information.
Here's have a Dickens of a good time.
Here's Lauren Dixon, CEO of Dixon Schwabel Advertising.
At the agency, we are huge fans of WHAM. We use WHAM for our clients for one reason. It works. And not only do they have an enormous share of the available listeners, but their listeners are exactly who we want to reach. WHAM's listeners are educated people, their listeners understand value, and generally, you know, they're smart consumers. The key in our business is communicating with the right audience with the right message, and WHAM provides the right audience. Since WHAM is the number one news and information station, it attracts an active listening audience. Bottom line, WHAM is a great station that continues to produce incredible results for our clients.
To improve your business, call WHAM General Sales Manager Dan Guilfoyle at 454-4884, extension 117. WHAM gets results.
Online, WHAM1180.com. On the air, it's News Radio 1180.